Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again. This is the third in a series of our Spectrum shows at the Fancy Food Show that went on at the Javits Center on June 30th and July 1st and 2nd. Let's go back out on the floor and visit some more exciting food stands, and maybe you'll get hungry and go out and buy some of the... Our guest is Doris Ross. She is the founder and CEO of Tonewood. And for folks who maybe are not familiar with the brand name, her company does an extraordinary amount of wonderful things with maple syrup. Doris, tell us about your product. Tell us about starting your business.
Yes. Hi. So my business, Tonewood, is about a little over 2 years old, and we're based in the Mad River Valley of Vermont, and I collaborate with local fifth and seventh generation sugar-making families who have been doing this, obviously, a long time. And it's been really wonderful walking in the woods in their sugar bushes with these old families. One family, the Vassar family, has four different generations in their sugar house sugaring, and the Harshorn family has two, a father and son. Paul Harshorn is in his late 70s, and his son Dave's in his 50s, and it's a labor of love. They've been sugaring forever.
I speak for many Americans who unfortunately paint maple syrup with sort of one brushstroke. Tell us about the nuances of maple syrup, the differences, why it's much more than the pancake syrup on your breakfast table on Sunday morning.
Yes, it is so much more than that. Tonewood is really showcasing the versatility of maple in all its various forms. We really showcase the solid forms. We also have maple syrup, but we have it in so many forms. We have it in flakes that you can sprinkle on oatmeal, yogurt, coffee, tea, fresh berries, almost any food, and it's a light, crunchy texture. We also have a maple cube, and we have that you can grate over anything, and you can grate it just like Parmesan cheese, and that comes in two different grades, a fancy grade, which is light and buttery, and a very dark grade B, which is very robust in terms of the maple flavor. We also have a maple cream, which is a spreadable form that you can put on toast and crackers, and you can use as an icing on baked goods. We also have a seasoning, which is a sweet and savory product, and it's primarily maple sugar, but it has salt, pepper, garlic, red pepper flakes, and that you can sprinkle on all different vegetables and meats, lovely on salmon, lovely on chicken. And we also have maple wafers, which are lovely little delicate candies that you can have on the side of a coffee or tea or just on their own.
You've also won some awards for something as old-fashioned and simple as maple products. Tell us about that.
Yes, we've been at this show. This is our second year here. The first year we were nominated for a Sophie. We were a finalist for our maple wafers. And then this year we've been nominated for two awards, Sophie Awards, and we've been nominated for the most coveted awards, the new product, outstanding new product for our Grade B Maple Cube. And we've also been nominated for best product line, so the entire Tonewood line. So we're very excited about that.
Well, thank you very much for coming to the show. If people want to know more about your products, can you tell them where they can go to learn more or find the availability?
Yes, we're available online, www.tonewoodmaple.com. And you can find us at a variety of gourmet shops throughout New England, and we're also expanding into the West Coast.
Do I detect a little Canadian in your tongue there?
Yes, you do. And maple, as I don't know if everyone knows, but 80% of the world production is from Canada. And I grew up on a rural farm and did some sugaring as a kid. So it's definitely in my blood.
Thanks, Doris, very much. Good luck with the show.
Great. Thank you very much.
Our next guest is Wani Kim, who has Chai Elixir. Tell us about this product. Where did it come from? How did you get involved with it?
Sure. I'd love to tell you about the product. Chai Elixir was founded back in 2012 in order to provide a great and exquisite chai experience in a bottle. We have three really refreshing flavors. One is Essence. We have a white tea with some peach infusions with nice floral notes to it. We have a Vivid, which is a green tea with some citrus notes as well as a nice dry finish. And we also have an Oolong, which is our fusion. It has some really nice hint of vanilla and a nice smooth finish to it as well. Now, the reason for why we wanted to create this product was because there was nothing on the market that gave you a really great refreshing, a little bit of pep, and a great flavor profile to go along with it. Everything out there was either artificial, too high in sugar, or too high in energy. And we wanted to really capture that middle ground to give you that great flavor profile without sacrificing the health benefits that come with an all-natural product.
Mm-hmm. I noticed you also have a potential to use this as a cocktail mix as well.
Yes, there's a great fun side to chai elixir, of course. I mean, not only does the great depth of flavor is very approachable by drinking it straight by itself from the bottle, but if you want to have a little fun, go to a party or go to a bar, they make great mixers and absolutely great tasting cocktails.
What is your market for this in terms of where people are sampling it most? Are they buying in the retail stores? Are they seeing it in restaurants on the beverage list? How are you getting the word out?
You know, that's a great question because of the fact that it's such a flexible product. Like, you'll see it in the stores in your local supermarket soon. You're going to be seeing it online retail soon as well. And then not only that, it also makes a great product, as I said, as a cocktail. So you're going to be seeing it in restaurants as well. We're targeting all three of these channels because chai elixir is a drink that you can have at any time of the day, any time of the year. And so we really want to create a brand and a product that people fall in love with, that they want to have with as a part of their daily lives. So we're targeting all those channels.
So if people wanted to find out more information about chai elixir, how would they find out? And where could they go to buy some?
Sure. You can check us out online at www.chaielixir.com. That's chaielixir.com. You can like us on Facebook. And right now, since we're a brand new brand, we're just coming out and we're working to get it to a local store or restaurant near you. If you just hit us up on Facebook, let us know where you want to see it, and we'll work with you towards that. And soon, by August timeframe, you should see it online as well.
So the people can actually buy it online and have it shipped right home, even if they can't buy it in their stores. Right?
Exactly. We want to be able to meet that demand, meet your demand for a great-tasting product, an all-natural product that's less in sugar, that's still good for you. And so that's why we're working with the online retailers to get it out to your door. Definitely, we look forward to just reaching out to you, to the listener, and to really engage you in how you want to see and where you want to see the brand.
Well, thank you very much, Wani Kim from Chai Elixir. I actually see you guys around for a while. I love your product.
That'd be great, and I look forward to speaking with you next time.
We're at the Marquis booth at the Fancy Food Show. We're talking with Christopher Lubb. Christopher, tell us a little bit about the history of Marquis.
Marquis is a 30-year-old purveyor of gourmet foods based in Miami. It began 30 years ago with two immigrants from Russia who began importing caviar and smoked salmon, and grew into today, which is one of the largest gourmet purveyors in the United States, that has its own manufacturing, distribution, and retail stores, actually in North and South America. We're based in Miami, but we have locations in Panama also, which help us handle the Caribbean and South America. We sell to the cruise lines, retail chains, to our consumers through our website directly, as well as all major restaurants and hotels around the world.
The products that you have are interesting and specialized, to say the very least. What are the ups and downs of working in a business like that?
Support and time. These types of products take a very large amount of time to first research and develop, to create for the end consumer, especially in the American market with the amount of regulatory constraints that exist today, but also just to educate the consumer. This is not a product that you walk in and buy next to your bread and butter and milk and eggs. This is a product that most people don't buy by accident. They buy because they've tasted it somewhere, because they've been educated, because they've seen it on a trip to another country. So this is something that we really have to spend a lot of time on, which is our support and consumer education.
Speaking of consumer education, for most people who don't participate in either purchasing caviar or purchasing smoked salmon or any other dishes on a regular basis, how many different varieties do you represent, just to let people know how big the spectrum is?
Sure. We have actually 7,000 individualized products within our catalog that represent about 250 categories of product, everything from caviar to jams to actually disposable plastics to present these products on. So we represent the largest category of gourmet food industry, everything from the most exclusive food to the most interesting utensil to eat it with.
What is your top-selling caviar product, for example, right now?
Our top-selling caviar is called Karat. It's from Israel. It's a Russian Osetra, and we are exclusive for that product in the United States.
I understand that you've added a Chinese caviar to your lineup.
Yes, we buy a single product from China called Kaluga, and Kaluga is a relative of the famed beluga fish, and is available now only from China as it swims in the northern rivers. And the product that we have, we also represent in the U.S. With the manufacturer Kaluga Queen, who is here today with us at the show. And it's becoming a very hotly debated product as one of our top as well.
If people wanted to know more about the line of products represented by Marquis, where would they go to find out?
The best place to go is our website, which also doubles as an e-commerce site. It's www.marquis.com.
Great. Thank you very much, Christopher. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We're standing in front of a selection of beautiful chocolates, and we have Chef Michael here. Tell us about your product, your company, and the line of products and chocolate you have here today.
Oh, absolutely. Well, at Chihuahua Chocolatier, we're in the mission to bring joy to everyone by arousing their senses with delicious chocolate experiences. So we try to make combinations that are quite approachable, you know, really high-end, all-natural products, but with concepts that people are very familiar with. For instance, this year we're coming out with the Oh My S'mores bar. So you can have almost like the whole s'mores experience without the bonfire hair. Sometimes, of course, the bonfire is a thing to have because it's really nice. But here, you know, it's pretty much on the go. You can take it with you. You have the marshmallows, you have graham crackers, and you have milk chocolate. We're also launching a almond bar with dark chocolate and caramelized salted almonds. And in general, all our assortment is really fun, approachable. We have popcorn pop, you know, which pops in your mouth, but doesn't have popcorn, but it tastes like popcorn. We have potato chips and chocolate, maple bacon, so you know, all kinds of combinations that are really calling for your comfort and your desires for a you know moment for yourself and enjoy a delicious chocolate experience.
What's the history of the company?
We have been around for 12 years, so we will be 12 years old in September, and we started in San Diego, California. I come from a completely different background. I'm a biomedical engineer, and after 14 years in telecommunications, went to France, became a chef, and then really followed my passion around chocolate. So we settled down in San Diego, California in 2002, and since there, we just started to build and reach as many people out there in the United States and also some expert as we can.
I noticed that many of the chocolatiers are putting ingredients in chocolate that one might not have previously thought belonged there. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's all about experience, and sometimes you can take it a little bit too far, where you start going into ingredients that just sound very intriguing or maybe even weird, and people get attracted to taste them out. But for us, the main purpose is that it's a wow. If it's not a wow, it's not a chew wow. That's how we like to say. So that would be the way you pronounce our name, chew wow. You chew and you say wow. And if you use ingredients that sometimes don't really work well with chocolate, then you're just doing something that is a little bit to call attention, but it doesn't really quite deliver the experience. We try to bring some of those elements into the game, but we want to make sure that we deliver always a very, very fine experience that we'll remember, and then you'll say wow every time you put it in your mouth.
Well, like all researchers or people who do experiments, I'm sure you had some that just didn't quite make it. Have you had a few flops you'd care to tell us about, or one or two that you're probably not going to visit again?
Well, I wouldn't say that I would never visit again, but definitely hasn't worked out. You know, sometimes we go a little bit beyond the what's naturally married in terms of the ingredients, but I did once a bomb one with rosemary buttercream with the garlic caramel. And so it was like a leg of lamb without the leg of lamb. So it was really interesting. It tasted really good, but then it made you lose the experience of the chocolate. You had this garlic, you know, after flavor, and you thought, well, what is going on? So, you know, what you can push is only so much. You want to keep it so that it's still understandable. And also the choice of ingredients has to be something that is really attractive, you know. And so the garlic, I love garlic. So I haven't really backed out completely out of it, but this definitely hasn't worked yet so far.
Well, they say that, you know, salty things go well with chocolate. I wonder if anyone's tried anchovies and salt chocolate yet.
Yeah, I know they have. In Spain, they try everything.
Tell us about your company in terms of how people can find your products and what your web address is if they want to know more about the Chihuahua chocolates.
Okay, our web address is www.chihuahuachocolatier.com. And we are available in a lot of Whole Foods regions. We're available in Cost Plus World Market, you know, a few different specialty store chains. And, of course, on the web, we ship nationwide.
and it's spelled C-H-U-A-O, Chuao Chocolatier.
That's correct.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.